This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization on Thursday said that both the Israeli military and the Palestinian militant group Hamas have agreed to abide by three separate short ceasefire in specific areas of the Gaza Strip to allow for a massive vaccination program to protect children from polio and the war-ravaged enclave. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
The WHO official overseeing the Palestinian territories said the campaign is due to start Sunday. Each pause in fighting will last 3 days, with hostilities halted between 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. local time each day.
And we start in central Gaza for 3 days, followed by South Gaza, and then followed by the north of Gaza.
The campaign comes after the WHO last week confirmed at least one baby has been paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus. It's the first such case in the territory in 25 years.
That is Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. Meanwhile, the Israeli military says that it killed five more militants, including a local commander in the occupied West Bank. The army has pressed ahead with what appears to be the deadliest military operation in the occupied territory since the start of the war in Gaza. Israel says the raids are aimed at preventing attacks. The raids have killed a total of 16 people, nearly all militants, since late Tuesday. Palestinians see them as a widening of the war in Gaza aimed at perpetuating Israel's decades-long military rule. The Islamic Jihad militant group confirmed that Mohammed Jaber, known as Abu Shuja, was killed early Thursday. AP correspondent Charles Iledesma says that Ukraine wants less U.S. caution on the war planes, and this is also after an F-16 crashed.